This is a meditative movement class, Rupa Lila, Body Play.
It's a practice of mindfulness through movement. We'll begin lying down, lying flat on your back, letting your legs relax, fall as they will, arms slightly away from the body, palms up. Awareness of the position of the body. Awareness of touch points, all the places where the body and the ground meet. Pressure, hardness, softness. Where the ground presses up against the body. Beginning with three very deep, full breaths, inhaling through the nose, filling the abdomen, diaphragm, chest, exhaling through the mouth, emptying chest, diaphragm, abdomen, at your own pace, and don't be afraid of making noise with the exhale. Three full, deep breaths. Allowing the breath to return to its natural depth and rhythm. Awareness of sensation in the body, changing, moving. Awareness of the body as sensation. Bending the right leg at the knee and bringing it up towards the center of the body. The ankle and foot very relaxed. The left leg long, stretched along the floor and flexing the foot at the ankle. Reaching with the bottom of the foot all the way across the room. Long, stretching, reaching. Grasping the right leg with both hands clasped just below the knee. And begin pulling the right leg toward the chest. Keeping your eyes closed so you stay in your own experience. Raising your head, reaching nose to knee. Breathing. Stretching. Awareness of the pulls, the stretches, the sensations. Changing. Reaching just a little bit more, stretching a little bit more. And slowly lowering your head. Touching, leg down, arms down, touching. Awareness of the difference in the two sides of the body. Awareness of sensation in the abdomen, chest. Neck, arms, hands. bending the left leg at the knee, bringing the leg up off the floor. The right leg long against the floor, stretching, reaching, flexing at the ankle. The bottom of the foot on the right leg reaching all the way across the room. Lengthening, stretching, awareness of the sensations. Clasping the hands together just below the knee on the left leg. Ankle and foot on the left, very relaxed. Pulling the left leg towards the center of the body. And again, keeping the eyes closed. Lifting your head, reaching your nose towards your knee. Stretching. Reaching, breathing, aware of the sensations as they change, move, just as they are. Stretching a little bit more. And slowly lowering the head, touching. Leg down slowly, moving awareness of the movement. Leg touching, arms, palms up against the floor. Breathing. Bending both legs at the knees and bringing them up off the floor. Clasping your arms around both legs. Pulling the legs towards your chest, towards the center of the body. And lifting the head, reaching the nose between knees. Not holding the breath. Maybe breathing with your mouth open, if that's easier. Stretching a little bit more. Staying in the body with awareness, mindfulness. And slowly, gently, head down. And legs stay bent at the knees, feet flat. The bottoms of the legs spread a foot or so apart, and knees touching, resting against each other. Arms open against the floor. Breathing. Sensation, the body as sensation, not an image, not a concept, not a discussion or a conversation, not solid, not static, the body as sensation, changing, moving. Crossing the right leg over the left leg. And bringing both legs up off the floor, knees are bent. Clasping your hands together around both legs, your hands will be resting on the left leg, the lower part of the left leg just below the knee. The left arm, forearm, pressing against the lower right leg. And begin pulling both legs towards the center of the body, pressing with the left forearm against the right leg. Awareness of sensation, pulling in the right side, lower back through the buttocks, down the left back of the right thigh, opening, the sensations of the body opening. Not holding your breath. Sensation changing, moving. And on crossing the right leg, feet flat, knees bent, resting against each other, arms out. Awareness of the difference in the two sides of the body. Crossing the left leg over the right. And bringing both legs up off the floor. Clasping your arms around both legs. The right forearm pressing against the bottom, the lower part of the left leg. And pulling both legs towards the center of the body. Breathing. Awareness, pleasant, maybe unpleasant, maybe neutral. Bringing the attention back again and again and again into the body, into sensation. Pressing a little bit more with the right forearm, pulling the legs towards the center of the body a little bit more. Changing experience. Uncrossing the legs, feet flat, the bottom of the legs apart from each other, knees resting against each other, and arms out again against the floor. Breath. Practicing simple presence. In the body, just as it is. Bringing the feet together so they're touching, knees are still bent, and letting the legs slide out, letting the feet slide out just a bit so that the feet stay flat, knees stay bent. Turning your hands over so palms are against the ground, and opening your arms up about shoulder height so that they're against the floor, shoulder height. Pressing slightly with the bottoms of the feet against the floor and tilting the pelvis not lifting the hips or pelvis or buttocks off the floor, tilting just enough so that the lower back flattens out, tucking the chin in just a tiny bit so that the spine is very long. Shoulders relaxed against the floor, upper back stays in contact with the ground. Pressing. The whole back pressing against the whole floor. The whole ground pressing up against the whole back. Pressure. Hardness, flatness. Breathing. And relax, release by simply relaxing. And once again, tilting the pelvis. Slight pressure on the bottoms of the feet, tucking the chin in just a tiny bit. Pressure. Awareness. The ground, the body. Contact. And again, release by relaxing. Let the legs slide out. And let the hips, pelvic area, legs relax. Let go. Awareness of sensation in the back. Up through the legs. Abdominal area. Breath. Raising your arms straight up towards the ceiling, towards the sky. Palms facing each other but not touching. And reaching, fingertips reaching. Bending the arms at the elbows and grasping opposite elbows. The left hand relaxing, right hand grasping the left elbow or near the left elbow, and begin pulling with the right hand, right arm, pulling the left arm across the chest. Left hand is relaxed, the upper right arm reaching towards the floor. Pulling just a little bit more. Opening across the top of the back, through the shoulder, down through the right arm. Sensation may be pleasant. Maybe unpleasant, returning again and again with attention into the body. Pulling just a little bit more. And slowly, arms coming back up to center. Awareness of the difference in the two sides of the body. Grasping with the left hand near the right elbow, right hand relaxed, and begin pulling the right arm across the chest, the upper left arm back, reaching towards the floor. The body not symmetrical. More or less open on one side or the other. Pulling just a little bit more. Touching sensation, the experience of the body opening with awareness as it changes, moves. Coming up to center, slowly. And stretching the arms up towards the sky again, fingertips reaching. Breathing. And slowly bringing the arms back down to the ground, staying with the movement, with awareness. Opening the body. Waking up in the body. Bending the knees once again, bringing the feet up off the floor. Arms open, shoulder height against the floor, palms down. And begin a small rocking motion from side to side, receiving a massage from the ground. Playing with the angle of the legs, if the legs are closer to the center of the body, receiving a massage up into the lower back. Opening up the angle between the body, center body, and the legs, receiving a massage in the very bottom of the back into the buttocks and the hips. Playing with that, rocking, moving the legs, allowing the ground, the earth, to give your back a massage. And begin to increase the breadth of the rock, the arc of the rock, bigger and bigger until you rock all the way over to the left side. Shoulders stay on the floor. Knees, legs towards the left. Head turn to the right. Letting your arms turn over so the palms are up, hands are relaxed. Not straining or striving, just simply allowing the twist, just as it is. Breathing. With each exhalation, relaxing a little bit more into the twist. Allowing the body to open, not forcing or straining. awareness of where the pulls are, where the stretches are, the sensations as they change as the body opens with relaxation, with the relationship of allowing and paying attention. Now, wherever your legs are resting, straightening from the knee down, just straightening the legs out. And the left arm, hand, reaching towards the toes in that direction. Head is still turned to the right. Breathing. Awareness. Again, not straining. Not striving. Someone once said they really liked this movement because they weren't really doing anything. This is a non-doing doing. And bending the legs at the knees, bringing the legs up across the body, all the way over to the right side, head turning to the left, shoulders and arms staying, resting on the floor, breathing, exhaling and relaxing into the twist. And keeping your eyes closed. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing or not doing. Staying in your own experience. No need for comparison, competition. However you are in this is just perfect. And straightening the bottoms of the legs out, the right fingertips reaching towards the big toe, maybe touching, maybe not, doesn't matter. Bending the legs at the knees and bringing them up to center, letting them slide out in front of you, breathing, awareness of sensation, energy in the body. The lower part of the body. The upper part of the body. Once again, bending the legs at the knees and bringing them up off the floor. Arms are shoulder height, turning them over so that the palms are against the floor. We'll be making big circles with our legs, and our hips will rotate as though there are two pencils sticking up from the knees, sticking straight up towards the sky. Letting the legs with the knees bent fall to the left, but not quite touching the floor. Straightening the legs out in front of you, again, not letting them touch the floor, just a few inches off the floor. Bringing them around, pulling the knees up to the right, again, just a few inches off the floor. And bringing them around over across the center of the body, over to the left. Straightening them out. Pulling them up again, bending the legs to the right. Across the center of the body, full circle, hips rotating, shoulders and arms stay on the floor, and the head opposite direction, legs right, head left. When the legs are left, the head is right. Circling, allowing the breath to coordinate itself naturally with the movement. Not forcing the breathing or trying to breathe in any particular way. Full circles. The legs never quite touching the floor. Breathing. Staying in the body with attention, with awareness. One more full circle in this direction. When you come up to center, change direction. To the right first, head left. Straightening the legs, pulling them up to the left. Across the center of the body. To the right, head left. Legs straight. Legs left, head right. Circling, hips rotating, breathing. Let your breath come full on its own, giving a wholehearted attention to the movement. One more full circle in this direction. Coming up to center. If you've moved down, which usually happens with this, let yourself slide back. And let the legs slide out in front of you. Turn your arms over so the palms are up. And let go with attention. Lots of sensation. Heartbeat, maybe temperature, heat, energy, the body as energy, the sensations of energy through the body. As it moves, changes, gets stronger, fades, simply noticing. Awareness, clear, lucid, bright, sensation, moving, changing, like clouds. Not solid, not static. Once again, bringing the knees up, feet off the floor, knees bent. And rolling over to one side or the other, it doesn't matter which side, all the way over, letting your whole body roll over onto its side. And continue rolling all the way over, coming up onto your knees. And turning around and facing the front. Sitting on your heels, opening your knees, opening your legs, and letting your body come forward, resting on the floor. Your head on one side or the other, it doesn't matter which side. Letting the chest come towards the floor. Whole body curled over towards the floor. Your arms next to your legs, palms up. Letting your body sink. Letting the earth hold you. Probably most of us slept like this, at least at times when we were babies. Letting yourself be a baby again, letting the Mother Earth hold you. Just let go. Sink into the ground. Staying aware. Staying present. Bending your arms at the elbows, hands on the ground just under the shoulders. Letting the body be fully weighted, heavy body, not lifting the body. Pressing on the ground pressing up against the hands, pressing, heavy body. Pressing so hard that the body lifts a little bit, and turn the head to the other side, and again let go and sink. Arms down again next to your legs, palms up. Release, relax. Mindfully, with a clear awareness. Clear presence, contact, hardness, softness, the qualities, the texture of movement, the qualities, the texture of sensation. As it changes, gets stronger, gets weaker, moves. Bending the arms at the elbows, hands underneath the shoulder, flat against the ground, heavy body, fully weighted, pressing, pressure, body lifting, turning the head so that the forehead is against the floor, and stretching your arms straight out in front of you, walking your fingers along so that you can't stretch anymore, walking them all the way out, and then a little bit more, so you're fully, fully stretched. From the tips of your toes up through your legs, all through the hips, buttocks, back, up through the whole body, all the way to the very tips of your fingers. Fully stretched. Awareness of the sensations. Sliding the arms along the ground, bringing them back, hands under the shoulders again, against the ground, body heavy, fully weighted body, pressing, great pressure, the ground up against the hands. Hands pressing fully against the ground. Great strength, pressure, so much that the body's lifting, coming all the way up eventually, feeling the sensations of strong pressure up through the hands, up into the arms and through the body, shoulders, chest. The pressure of the ground up against the hands against the body, coming all the way up to sitting. Sitting flat. Legs crossed. Eyes closed. Awareness of the position of the body, sitting. Contact. The posture, awareness of sitting like a mountain. Head tilting forward, chin to chest. Opening the spine up through the neck, all the way down through the tailbone, the coccyx. Maybe pleasant, maybe unpleasant, maybe neutral. Noticing if it's unpleasant, a tendency for the awareness to go somewhere else. Planning, remembering, hoping, fearing. Bring it back again, gently but firmly. Sensation changing, not solid, not static. Opening the body with awareness. Letting the back curl over. Head towards the floor. Not straining or striving. Just as far as you go naturally. Maybe all the way to the floor. Maybe not. It's just perfect. Wherever your curve stops, that's just the right place. Breathing. With each exhalation, just relaxing a little bit more and a little bit more. Allowing the body to open. Relaxing into opening. Not trying to do anything, just allowing. Now, wherever you are in the curve, stay there and just begin to straighten the spine from the lower vertebrae, from the tailbone on up through the neck, all the way up to the top of the head. If you put your hands on the floor to give a little bit of traction, straightening the spine, flat back, keeping your eyes closed, sensing flatness, straightness, pulling a little bit with your palms against the floor to give some traction, lengthening, flattening, straight. Breathing. Are you holding your breath or are you breathing or do you know? People often hold their breath when they're doing stretching exercises, moving. So that's why I keep saying breathe all the way through this. Just to remind us to breathe and be aware of it. And relaxing the back, letting the body curl over again. And slowly uncurling. Head will be the last thing up, coming up to sitting straight. And breathe. We'll do a series now of spinal stretches, arches, and opening the front of the body with breath. Very simple in three different positions.
Awareness of
sitting cross-legged, one leg in front of the other. Before we do that, we'll take one cleansing breath, which means inhaling through the nose as much as you possibly can, and then inhaling more and more, little tiny inhalations until you can't get any more inside, no more air inside, and holding it briefly. Then exhaling through the mouth fully, and then more and more, little tiny exhalations until you're completely empty. Holding that briefly, noticing the relationship, the mental state to particularly the empty place, and then letting the breath come back to its natural depth and rhythm, doing this at your own pace. And the breath breathing itself naturally now. The first position for this series is cross-legged with your hands on your front leg for support. Inhaling through the nose and arching the whole spine from the tailbone all the way up to the top of the head, holding the breath, fully opening the front of the body, fully arching the back.
And release.
By letting the back curl over, letting the breath go. And again, inhaling.
Through the nose, arching, opening, holding. And let go.
Once again.
And release.
Coming up to center.
Eyes closed. Letting the energy circulate. Paying attention.
When I first learned this series years ago, the teacher said that it was better than a cup of coffee in the morning because it brings so much energy into the system. So this is our afternoon coffee break. The second position is simply moving the arms and hands to the knees, the hands just over the knees for support. This time the arch begins in the center of the back and the opening begins at the diaphragm in the front of the body. Inhale, arching from the center, opening the diaphragm, chest, neck, face. And let go.
Again,
inhaling, arching, opening,
and release.
Once again,
and let go.
Coming up to center. Turning your hands over so the palms are up and the wrists are resting on your knees. Energy circulating. Awareness. Third position, moving onto the knees and moving slowly enough so that you stay present with the movement. Coming up onto your knees, sitting on your heels, legs close together. Fingertips just over the knees. The arch beginning in the back, between the scapula, between the wing bones, opening the chest, neck, jaw, face. Inhaling.
Opening. Mouth open.
And let go. Curling all the way over. Again, inhale.
Arching, opening, holding the breath.
And release. Once again.
Let go.
Coming up to center.
Breathing. Noticing.
sitting flat, legs crossed. There are no transitions. So when you move from one position to another, that's just as important, worthy of attention, as the stretches. Really giving a wholehearted attention in the body. Head tilting forward, chin towards chest. Space between the vertebrae. Reaching up and around with the right arm, the fingertips of the right hand pressing on the back of the head. Firmly but gently opening the spine. Staying in the body with attention. Changing sensation. Arm down slowly and gently bringing the head back up to center. Breathing. Tilting the head to the left, left ear towards left shoulder, the right wrist, palm up, resting on the knee. Reaching up and around with the left arm, pulling gently but firmly on the right side of the head, opening the right side. Down through the back of the head, neck, jaw, shoulder, arm, all the way down to the fingertips. Opening. Arm down slowly and sensitively, bringing the head back up. No quick movements here. Up to center. Awareness of the difference in the two sides. Tilting the head to the right, easing into it slowly. Left arm, wrist, hand resting against the left knee. Reaching up and around with the right arm and hand, fingertips, hand pulling the left side towards the right. Opening the left, all the way down through head, neck, jaw, shoulder, arm, right to the fingertips, right through the fingertips. Breathing. Awareness. Changing sensation. Opening the body, spaciousness within, spaciousness without. arms slowly down, and slowly, sensitively bringing the head back up to center. Eyes closed, still. No need to compare or compete. Staying within your own experience. Breathing. Turning the head to the left, shoulders stay face front, and opening the eyes very wide, eyes all the way around as far behind you as you can make them go, like an owl. Reaching up with the left hand and pressing against the jaw on the right, extending the turn, eyes wide open. Breathing? Are you breathing or holding your breath? Arm down, closing the eyes, slowly bringing the head back around to the front. Awareness of the difference. Slowly turning the head to the right. Eyes wide open, looking behind you. As far around as possible. And raising the right arm, pressing with the fingertips on the jaw on the left side. Turning just a little bit more. Breathing. And arm down. Eyes closed. Head coming around to the front. Awareness of sensation in the upper body. Not an image of a form. Maybe no edges. Simply sensation, qualities of sensation, the texture of experience. Raising your shoulders up to your ears, inhaling, and exhale, release, let them drop. Again, inhale, and let go. Again, shoulders up, inhale, and let go. Again, holding it, holding the breath, and let go. Breath back to its natural depth and rhythm. Paying attention. bottoms of the feet together. Awareness of the contact, not a usual place of contact, or at least not very often. Coolness, warmth, softness, hardness. And hands on the feet, elbows resting on the inside of the legs. Inhaling. And exhale and press with the elbows, pressing the legs out. If you have a good stretch, leaning forward from the tailbone. And inhale and relax. If your legs are open easily, you have a good stretch, pulling your feet very close into the body and leaning forward with a straight back. Inhaling again and pressing with the elbows on the inside of the legs, exhaling. And relax. Breathing. And again, inhale. And exhale and press. And inhale and relax. Bringing the legs all the way up. And wrapping your arms around your legs. Letting your head curl over, giving yourself a hug. And again, letting the knees fall out, the legs fall out, bottoms of the feet together. Holding on to your feet with your hands, and just begin rocking from side to side. Now really let go. Let yourself rock all the way over. And you might fall, that's just fine. And see if you can rock and roll around and come back up again like a top. Kind of like a little kid. Let yourself be 3 or 5 or 7. And see if you can get going. You might be able to roll and rock all the way around in a circle, around and around and around. Let yourself play with it. If you haven't fallen over yet, you must let go. Don't hold on. Just let go and let yourself roll around. See if you can get a little momentum going and roll all the way around, coming back up. Some people are too careful. Let go. And roll around and come back up now. And cross your legs, close your eyes, and sit. Just simply sit, paying attention. All the places where the ground and the body made contact, sensation, changing. The body as sensation. Stretching your legs straight out in front of you. And your hands resting on your thighs or your knees, wherever it's comfortable, or on the floor next to you, letting the shoulders drop. And flexing the feet at the ankles as though there's a string from the big toe, and you're pulling it towards the center of the body. Flexing fully, pointing, stretching your toes now straight out in front of you, reaching all the way across the room. And flexing, and stretch, and flex, and stretch, and flex, and stretch, flex, and stretch, and flex. Now just stretch the left, the right stays flexed. And change. Keep your eyes closed. Change, and change, and change, and change, and change. Faster, change, 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 change. Now let your legs relax. Just let them fall as they will. Waking up in the legs. Sensation, moving, changing. Making circles with the feet, rotating the ankles, full circles, keeping your eyes closed, not thinking about it. If you think about it, you'll get mixed up. Just doing it. Full circles all the way around. Both feet going in the same direction. Wholehearted, full circling. And change direction. You don't need to see. We're blind in this class. We're just feeling awareness through sensation. And coming to center, relaxing. Both feet making circles going out and in, out and in, out and in. Again, not looking, you don't need to see this, sensing. And change direction. And let the legs relax. Were you breathing or holding your breath? Or do you know? Bending the right leg at the knee, the bottom of the right foot on the inside of the left thigh. The left leg is very long and straight against the floor. And reaching out along your left leg with your hands, and maybe just as far as your knee, maybe the calf, maybe the ankle, maybe the foot. Wherever it is, it's just perfect. Again, not straining, reaching where you can, as far as you can, but not straining, and letting the head curl over. And with each exhalation, relaxing just a little bit more into the stretch. Sensation probably strong through the back of the leg, up through the back, maybe pleasant, maybe unpleasant, maybe neutral. Bringing attention back again and again, changing sensation. Letting the breath be a tool towards opening the body, relaxing with the breath, with each exhalation. And slowly beginning to uncurl, coming up to sitting straight, stretching the right leg out. Awareness of the difference in the two sides of the body. Bending the left leg at the knee, the bottom of the left foot on the inside of the right thigh. And hands moving along the leg, the right leg, knee, calf, ankle, foot, wherever it is just right. And the body curling over, head towards knee, breathing, relaxing, opening, staying present. Noticing the relationship to sensation. Liking, not liking. And beginning to uncurl, coming up to sitting straight, legs, right, left leg stretching out, breathing, hands on the floor close to the body, either next to the thighs or next to the hips, letting the shoulders drop. Just a light support against the ground with the hands. And leaving the heels on the floor, begin to lightly bounce the legs, alternate, right, left, and not holding the upper body rigid, letting it move as it will, keeping your eyes closed, breathing, light bouncing, letting the upper body move as it will. And stop. Letting the legs relax, letting the body relax. The sensations of energy. Lightness, tingling. heat, coolness. Pleasant, unpleasant, changing, moving, nothing permanent, nothing solid, simply happening, not me, not mine, not my I, not you. Coming and going, beginning and ending, change happening. Coming into the squat position. If you can't get your heels flat on the floor, then putting a cushion under your heels so that you have a solid support. Resting your armpits on your knees, not a usual contact point for most of the people in our culture anyways. In some cultures, people spend a lot of time in this position. It's very good for the lower back. In closing your eyes, hands clasped together or holding on to your forearms with your hands, just so your arms have some place to be, and tiny rocking motion from side to side and front to back. Small circles in one direction and change direction. And come to center. Let your shoulders drop between your knees. Clasping your hands together with your index finger pointing straight ahead. Stretching your arms straight out in front of you, parallel with the floor. Your head between your arms. And reaching forward from your tailbone all the way up through your spine, neck, head, all the way down through your arms to the tips of your index fingers and on out across the room, out through the walls. Long, long stretch. Reaching, breathing, feeling the strength, allowing yourself to feel strong, the power. Not static, continue stretching, breathing, reaching. And begin to straighten your back as much as possible, letting your arms come up overhead, opening your hands and reaching up and looking up, and curling over. This is a fluid series. I'll talk you through it. Curling over, grasping opposite elbows, and begin pressing with the bottoms of your feet against the ground, the legs straightening. The upper body hanging over, arms folded one in another, upper body hanging, head hanging, legs are straight but not locked, simply hanging, the weight of the arms opening the center of the back, breathing. Let the arms drop and begin to uncurl slowly. Head will be the last thing up. Coming up to standing straight. The arms at your sides moving up through space, moving slowly, palms up. Spaciousness within. Awareness of the spaciousness all around, moving through space, the sensations of movement in space. Coming all the way up overhead, clasping thumbs. Continuing the stretch, fingertips reaching up into the sky, head tilted back, face up. Stretching, reaching, opening the whole front of the body, opening the whole body, feet flat. Reaching the fingertips right up through the ceiling. Stretching, breathing, reaching, opening, staying present. And up and over to the left at a diagonal. The right side from the heel all the way up through the body to the tip of the baby finger, opening the right side of the body, reaching right out through the building at a diagonal. Stretching. Reaching, and up to center, and up and over to the right, opening the left side, from the heel all the way up through to the tip of the baby finger. Keep reaching, stretching, up to center again, head parallel with the body, bending the knees and not arching the back, but just tilting back and reaching behind. Breathing, reaching, and straighten the legs, head parallel. Arms moving down just to shoulder height, awareness of the movement. The spaciousness, the qualities of the movement, shoulder height, and resting in space, letting the space hold you, the spaciousness within. We're mostly air anyways, the spaciousness without. Simply relaxing and resting in this quality. Bending the elbows, keeping your eyes closed, palms moving towards each other, sensing this. Palms coming towards each other at the heart center, the chest. The hands not touching the chest, but right in front of it, touching, palms touching. Hardness, softness, coolness, warmth. Pressure, pressing the palms together, pressing. Breathing, breathing in and out at the heart center. Pressure. Breath. A little bit more pressure. Breathing. Attention moving down through the body to the bottoms of the feet. Contact. As though growing out of the earth. Awareness moving up through the body again to the heart center. Breathing. Opening your hands quickly in front of your face, opening your eyes. Who sees? Who sees? Closing the eyes, palms up arms stretching straight out in front of you, offering. Offering everything you've ever accumulated from beginningless time. Offering outer, inner, offering secret, offering to all beings everywhere, those seen and unseen, offering to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha, offering everything. Offering and receiving at the same time, no difference. Opening your arms, opening your heart, opening your whole being, offering and receiving everything, no difference. Letting the arms move down slowly through space. Awareness of the movement, the spaciousness, the quality of spaciousness within, without. Arms hanging naturally. Simply standing. Awareness in the feet. Contact, connection, grounded, as though growing up out of the earth. Attention moving up through the body. All the way up to the top of the head. As though a string from the crown and the body's hanging, just hanging from above. Very light, loose, perfectly aligned. Grounded from below, hanging from above, simply standing, right here, right now, relaxed, open, alert, awake. Thank you.